One last thing, I think perhaps other sports that you played, and I'm intrigued by the fact that you played basketball in the West of England League.
Other sports. Being a tall chap, basketball was naturally a game that I took to. And it was my summer sport at school up in Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. And I played basketball for all the years I was there, in fact. And I was captain of the school basketball team, which was very much a minor sport in those days. You may think I played cricket in the summer, but I kind of moved away from cricket because we obviously had a good cricket team. So I played basketball, and when I came south, I played at college, played for the college team. And then when I left college and came to Gloucester, I went along to Stroud Leisure Centre, and there was a team sponsored by Ebley Tyres. And I played for Ebley Tyres in the West of England League, and I think we won the league on many occasions. Then when I went to King's School, I started up my own team in the Gloucester Leagues, and we called it Beaufort Kings, because I drafted in some players from the Beaufort P department and some of the kids at King's School, because I was trying to encourage the sixth formers to play basketball as a great game to help their hand-eye coordination and their handling skills. Mm-hmm. So I had several of my rugby lads in the Beaufort Kings team, and we played in the Division 3 of the Gloucestershire Men's League and had many games. So basketball kept me fit, was good for my jumping, because my forte was being under the boards and winning the ball, winning the rebounds, and letting other people do the clever stuff. So basketball's a great game.
That rather takes me on to your teaching career and the players who've passed through your hands as a teacher.
Yes, I am pleased to say that I taught many good rugby players, many of whom are still playing local rugby, some of them now in their mid-40s. And one in particular I'd like to single out, and that is, of course, the great, and I can use this word, Andy Deacon. Deeks was in the first under-12 team I had the pleasure of being coach of as a young PE teacher, fresh out of college, with all the enthusiasm of all the theory we learnt at college, and here was my chance to put it into practice. How lucky was I to have not only Deeks, and Deeks will acknowledge this, an under-12 team which had some very talented players. Two of which played for Long Lebens, a scrum half called Neil White and a number 8 called Stephen Spencer, Deeks at prop, and several other players which I won't mention now because they never played local rugby. And I was so proud that Deeks came to Gloucester and then became captain in the 94-95 season and had 305 appearances for Gloucester. Not only that, I heard recently that Deeks was doing a talk at a business meeting at Gloucester Docks and credited me as being an influence in his career. Now, how proud is it for me as an ex-school teacher that a former pupil still remembers the person who taught him rugby? Coincidentally, I had been speaking at a dinner for some headmasters as an annual association of head teachers, and I mentioned Deeks as an example of the pleasure you have as a teacher seeing pupils make it big in a game that you taught. And I mentioned Deeks quite independently, not knowing this, and then someone told me, so I wrote to Deeks, and the headline of my email was Mutual Appreciation Society. I said, Deeks, I was never more proud to hear that you mentioned me, because I actually mentioned you. And I saw Deeks at the Leicester game, and I understand Deeks is actually doing quite a bit of speaking now in his role as Raging Bull sales manager. And has spoken at various rugby clubs, and he says, John, I like being on the mic. And he MCs events and so on. So there you are. I didn't teach him any speaking skills. And I have to say, I probably didn't teach him many front row skills. He was just a naturally good player. So I'm very, very proud to have brought someone like Deeks from being an under-12 to being where he is now.
Is there anything we haven't covered, John?
Well, yes, I made a note here to tell you a little bit about the rugby I'm currently playing.
Right.
You look surprised, John. You laugh.
No.
And well, you should.
It was the note, actually. You play for the Dodderers?
I do play for the Dodderers. And don't say it with that grin on your face, because I'm very proud to play for the Dodderers Touch Rugby Football Club.
Right.
In 2003, a neighbour of mine, by the name of David Foster, said to me, "So, let's get a rugby ball and let's have a game of touch on the morning of the Rugby World Cup final. And let's go into the village hall and then watch the final after it." So at 7 a.m, we gathered together a dozen mates and we went down to the Magpies ground at Stonehouse and we played a game of touch to celebrate rugby. And then we went back to Standish Village Hall and watched England win the World Cup. It was such good fun, we decided to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to ask anyone we knew who was interested in rugby if they'd like to come along. It's a bit of a tough ask to get people to come out at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, which is when we play. But from that small acorn, the Dodderers Touch Rugby Club is now 10 years old. And last weekend, we had our decennial celebrations at the Anchor at Epney. We now have 45 people on the mailing list, and we regularly get, I would say, 6 to 7 aside on a Sunday, sometimes more. It's a great opportunity to chuck a ball around, have lots of banter, take the mickey out of each other, and remember the great game that we all knew. So I'm delighted to still be involved in playing rugby, even though on a Monday, I wonder why I still do it, but it's great fun. And it's a very tongue-in-cheek mickey take of a proper rugby club. You can tell by the fact we call ourselves the Dodderers. I'm actually the webmaster, so anyone listening to this, just go to dodderers.co.uk and you'll see the website I did. Click on events and it shows you what we get up to. It's great fun, and if anyone wants to come for a run out, you don't have to have played the game. Just turn up to the Stagholt ground on the outskirts of Stonehouse. Directions are on the website. So there's a plug for the Dodderers. And we have had several ex-Gloucester players come down and play. Derek Morgan has, but Derek can't cope with the 8 a.m. start. So he's an ex-Dodderer now.
Well, thank you very much, John. That was very enjoyable.
Thank you.